We referenced yesterday in Shir the Shagas Aryeh. So I want to speak a little bit about the Sefer Shagas Aryeh, Tshuva Shagas Aryeh. It's a very, very important Sefer to be aware of for a couple of different reasons. Here's a copy of it, one of the newer editions of the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh of Ari Leib Ginsburg. Ari Leib wrote, aside from Shabbos Shagas Aryeh, which are a Sefer of Tshuvas, he also wrote the Turi Even, which is a commentary on several Masechtas in Shas, and he is one of the real Gedolei HaAchronim. The Shagas Aryeh is quoted by Poskim, quoted by the Mishneh Berurah, he's quoted in a lot of different contexts, and the Shagas Aryeh is an interesting Sefer of Shilas and Tshuvas. There are different kinds of shilas and tshuvas. I'll present a bit of a range to sort of like place him. There are some kinds of shilas and tshuvas, which are shilas and tshuvas like Zilberstein has shilas and tshuvas, where the shilas themselves are these like unbelievable stories dependent on a lot of different factors, things taking place that you never would have expected to take place at all, these wild kinds of happenings. And then Rav Zilberstein comes in his Sfarim and Chashukei Chemed and many of his Sfarim and Torah sort of tells you how you relate to those more complex questions. That's one kind. In that sense, the Shagas Aryeh is in many ways, and you'll forgive me for saying it this way, in many ways he's the opposite. The Shilas here are Shilas that I think they say he himself was more wondering about than he was asked. They're not like wild stories. Like the first Shila, is Kriyat Shema Doraisa or is Kriyat Shema Derabanan? Shilas about is the mitzvah of tefillah d'oraisa, or the mitzvah of tefillah d'rabanan. Similar questions about Birchas HaTorah we'll speak about. But often with him, there are some questions that are a little bit, you know, have a bit more going on. A person by mistake did the bris milah at night, you know, they were a little bit excited, did the bris milah at night. So what's the status of a bris milah? In that case, there are some questions like that. But a lot of what he talks about are more, we would say, almost basic and fundamental, dealing with first principles, dealing with ideas and yesodos that will then end up impacting what exactly we say about a variety of different questions. That's one way in which he's unique. A second way in which the Shagas Aryeh is unique is that if you learn Sfarim of Shilas and Tshuvas, as an example, if you look at Tshuvas of Rav Avadia and Yechaveh Das or Yabia Omer, so you'll see that they will quote the opinions of lots of different people. That in sort of figuring out and assessing, for sure they'll also bring rayas from Gemaras, but a lot of what they're going to do is to collect, to organize, to structure, and really in a remarkably impressive way, to analyze the conclusions of others, in particular of many of the Gedolei HaAchronim that deal with that question. So if you're talking about a particular question about whether, as an example, Birchas HaTorah is d'oraisa or Birchas HaTorah is d'rabanan, you will have lengthy discussions as to how different Achronim understood Shittas HaRambam. The Shagas Aryeh works differently, and in that sense, the Shagas Aryeh is a little bit of a more complicated sefer to make your way through. The Shagas Aryeh is a sefer which is, in many ways, dealing with Rishonim and lots of rayas, almost primarily from Rishonim and rayas from Gemaras. And at times, what he's trying to do is, I know that there is a Machlokas HaRishonim, but I want to try and figure out, based on Gemaras, based on the Rishonim, how do I really think we should paskin? So if there is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether there is a mitzvah asay to daven every single day, all agree there's a mitzvah midrabanan, Chazal structured, three tefillahs a day of Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv, that appears to be drabanan for 99.99% of Rishonim and Geonim. But there is a machlokas, the Rambam thinks the chiyuv to daven as a whole every day is d'oraisa, the Ramban maintains it's d'rabana. What the Shagas Aryeh is going to do is to try to look through and prove how do we really paskin, and a lot of that requires him to contend with Gemaras and to try to bring rayas from Gemaras in order to assess, in order to establish what we do. So he holds, I believe, in Siman Yadala, I think Siman Yadbez also, that really we hold Me'ikir Adin that the chiv of davening is only a chiv of Dirabana. And that's something which he'll try to prove in that way from Gemaras. He happens to prove some other things from Gemaras, which are very intriguing. I'll give you one example. Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chaf that women are chayiv in davening, that women are chayiv in tefillah. There's a major discussion in Rashi, Tosfos, and the Meiri Rambam as to what exactly the girsa is in that Gemara, as to why women are chayav. based on readings of that Gemara, Achronim debate, so to what extent are women actually chayav when it comes to tefillah? How much are women chayavos? How much are women obligated to daven? What exactly is their obligation? The Magen Avraham may suggest that even if they utter more of a short kind of a tefillah in the morning, anything basic, so a woman may be yotze, her chiyav, a woman may be yotze, her obligation of tefillah. Reb Chaim pointed out that it's a bit of a larger discussion, but Reb Chaim pointed out that based on Shitas HaRambam, I would actually think a little bit differently, that based on Shitas HaRambam, there's a good chance that I would assume that she has to utter both a Shevach, a Hodah, a Bakasha, she has to utter a little bit more, as Rambam implies, Biyote Chiyav of Tefillah. The Shagas Aryeh's read, and there are different Shitas in Poskim about all these questions, Shagas Aryeh's Chiddush based on the Gemara is the following. Me'ikir Hadin, the Rambam writes that Tefillah is a mitzvah asay shelo hazman drama. That because Migda Oraisa, a person daven once a day, the Rambam appears to maintain that's not called a mitzvah asay hazman drama. Why is not for now at all? But says the Shagas Aryeh, since women are chayavos, because on the Din D'Oraisa, so what happened was when Chazal established three tefillahs a day, they also kept women obligated in it. That's how he reads the Gemara in Dafka. For that reason, the Shagas Aryeh maintains that women may be chayavos, the future to Rambam in all three tefillahs, and all three tefillahs. An original kind of a perspective in that direction. In that sense, that's a fairly big chumrah. There are other cases where you have maybe a chumrah, but in a more minor way. This shaila comes up, unfortunately, for some of us, which is in Simen Mem Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. Everyone wants to work like Aleph. In Simen Mem Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. So we have the following discussion. We know that a person is required to recite Birchas HaTorah. That's a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Kaf Aleph. Everyone's required to recite Birchas HaTorah. There seems to be a debate amongst Rishonim, or there may be a debate. The Ramban is explicit that Birchas HaTorah is a din d'oraisa. That's a simple shot of the Gemara there, Maseches Brachos, and you're chayav mi d'oraisa, min HaTorah. That seems to be the simple pshat. The Rambam, as many of us know, does not count Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah at all. The Rambam maintains that Birchas HaTorah is not counted in the Taryag. The Achronim debate for the Rambam, is it because it is d'oraisa, but included in a different mitzvah, maybe a mitzvah to learn? Or is it in fact only a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Why does this question matter? For a question which unfortunately comes up, which is a person is sitting there in the morning and they just don't know, did they say Birchas HaTorah or did they not say Birchas HaTorah? You're a little bit tired. And then you say brachas on the way to shul or when you come in, and you're sitting there sometimes and you're like, where am I right now? A guy came over to talk to you, you don't remember where you're at, and you are mistopic whether you did or did not say Birchas HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we're in Mem Zayin Aleph, how do I know if you do or not? So Ayin Shagas Aryeh, Simen Chavdal, Demesik, Shabirch HaTorah, Hu Min HaTorah. Shagas Aryeh proves that Birchas HaTorah is Mida Oraisa. Vilachain says Mishnah Berurah, if you're not sure if you said Birchas HaTorah, you have to go back and say Birchas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah does add a very important comment. Mikol Makom Kevin Shehulo Safek Lo Yivarei Ella Birchas Asher Bacharbanu. That we are multiple brachas of Birchas HaTorah, either two or three. Debate amongst Rishonim. But if you're not sure, you just say Asher Bacharbanu. But Me'ikir Adin is because the Shagas Aryeh proved he paskin that Birchas HaTorah is Mida Oraisa. The Shagas Aryeh also has some kulas. He has a kula, it's one somewhat well-known kula, which is important. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us that a person's chayav to write a Sefer Torah, that a person has an obligation. We learn from the pasuk V'yata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, that a person has an obligation, a mitzvah of ksivas Sefer Torah. There is much discussion in the Rush, the Beis Yosef, the Prisha, and others, about whether nowadays a person can fulfill that or should ideally fulfill that not through writing a Sefer Torah, but rather through Sfarim. Maybe Sfarim would be the best way to do so. It happens to be that comes along the Shagas Aryeh, and the Shagas Aryeh has a particular Chiddush. It's in Simen Lamed Vav. The Shagas Aryeh there has the following Chiddush. He says, I'm not sure there is a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that when it comes to the text of the Sefer Torah, we are Einan Bekios, Be Chaseros v'Yaseros. We're not exactly always sure in our Sefer Torah about when you add a Yud or a Vav. Our text is not always as precise as we may like. Therefore, argues the Shagas Aryeh, I think that there is a tzad to argue that a person, a minimum to Oraisa, may not be chayiv in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah bizman hazeh. Because, he suggests, you're only yotze the mitzvah if you write a Sefer Torah properly. They put in the footnote, the Ron and McGiller writes explicitly, you write a Sefer Torah and you're missing one letter, you are not the kind of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Therefore, says the Shagas Aryeh, I think it is possible that a person would not be chayiv in writing Sefer Torah, because we're missing the exact Mesorah of how to write a lot of letters. We still have to write down Sefer Torah, because we don't want Torah to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. We still have to write down Sefer Torah, perhaps Midrabanan. It's possible that there may be a particular kind of obligation on some level, though different from the Din D'Oraisa. But he has a lot of different discussions. The Shagas Aryeh, what we speak about, some of the great Achronim, so he's dealing with questions that are not always questions that are like, whoa, that's a crazy case. Kuyashma, Darais Darabanan, whoa, crazy. He's asking questions, trying to elaborate and discover, and many of these are fundamental principles that become important. He has very famous discussions about Simchas Yontif, discussions about Kiddush, discussions about, again, when you learn the Mila Sugyas, discussions about, again, there's a lot of just very, very important Sugyas here that take place in the Shagas Aryeh, and he writes in the beginning, in his Hakdamah, one of these like tragic kind of realities. He writes in his Hakdamah, has a couple really interesting things. He writes like this. First, to point out, I want to daven that everything I say is considered to be appropriate. He lives a long life. He writes, Kol mesh chasafti minu urai, everything I wrote since I was young, everything I wrote was from what I learned, Gemara Rashi, Tosfos, and Poskim. He says, it is true that I was mifalpel, l'chadein esa talmidim. I gave shiurim in lundus and the like to help sharpen the talmidim, or I spoke about derek drush, but those things I didn't write down. Why? Ki einza ela hevel v'roz ruach. Even though I tried to say things that were always going to be appropriate, I'm sure that there were things I was saying and teaching talmidim and giving shiur that were not entirely accurate, that were not entirely in line with MS. And what I'm writing here is what I consider to be MS. He says as follows, which is a very sad comment, which happened also. He says, V'nei kol eilash ha'yir rashim eftim yinu urai, that which I wrote from the time that I was young, I was in the habit of writing, ha'kol ne'ev du mimeni. I lost a lot of my writings, lo nishar biyadi mehed mu'uma, and I have very, very little of what I have. And he says, I'm getting old, and I don't know how long I'm going to be able to live, so I'm putting out a chelek katan, a small piece of my writings I'm going to be able to put out. I wish I could put out more. It was too expensive to put out my ksavim. So here we have a Shagas Aryeh with lots of tshuvas. Tshuvas that get quoted halacha l'maisa Mishnah Berurah. Tshuvas that if he had to go on a fundraising campaign nowadays, if he was alive putting out his tshuvas, he wouldn't have a hard time at all. But he wasn't able to the same way. I believe that when I was in high school, Rabbi Reichman, all the Rishima Shirim said, I think he said the Shagas Aryeh was so poor, I think he said this line, that when he was at night, he was unable to afford candles, and therefore the Shagas Aryeh would learn outside by the light of the moon. That he needed the light of the moon to be able to see and be able to learn whatever it is that he was able to learn. But again, the Shagas Aryeh, one of the great Achronim, a very, very important sefer tshuvas to be familiar with, comes up a lot of really great Torah. A lot of it centered in Nor Chaim, some other tshuvas also, but that at least is a bit of a hakdamah, the Shagas Aryeh.